Rennie Cole, the woman with the facial scarring, offered Leia a look that was all jaded experience.
It's very nice to talk of Alliance intentions and ideals, but words do little but evaporate. We're talking about slave populations.
Leia nodded.
We are. We're also talking about the Alliance, which is not the governing authority in this sector, or in most of the other regions where freedom movements are taking place. And we're talking about those movements themselves, some of which are violent and irrational enough to constitute campaigns of terrorism. We're going to have to find, and very carefully map out, and very stringently police, middle ground if we intend to accomplish anything.
Oh, just say it.
Padnell sounded gruffer than before.
Fireborn. There, out on the table.
Leia gave him a look that was all cool evaluation, but inwardly she smiled. Padnell's own insecurity on the issue caused him to bring it up at a time when it would not serve him well. Therefore, it was a weakness she could use, if only to get at the truth of an important matter.
All right. Fireborn. An entire frigate destroyed. Hundreds of families plunged into tragedy so that one freedom movement leader could teach one Alliance leader a lesson. Do you commend your brother's action?
Commend?
He scowled and glanced off to the side, where his Chev aide sat. She offered the slightest shake of her head. Padnell still hesitated. Perhaps he was thinking the issue over. Perhaps he was simply delaying so no one would think he had accepted his aide's recommendation as his main guide. But eventually, he shook his head.
I do not. Did not commend it.
Did you approve it?
No.
Did you know it was going to happen?
He hesitated on that one, too. Leia suspected she knew why. Though Padnell was not a political sophisticate, he could figure out that an affirmative answer would kick him clean out of the running when it came to long-term interaction with the Alliance. But if he said no, it would speak to lack of unity even within his own movement's leadership. The answer would come based on these factors, not whether it was the truth. Padnell decided on the future.
No.
Leia smiled.
Well, here's the poser, Master Ovin. The Alliance can and will condemn the slavery practices of the Hutts, and will do so to promote a more civilized galaxy. Can you condemn the final action of your brother for the same reason?
Before Padnell could answer, Rennie spoke up.
It cost the Alliance nothing to offer such a condemnation. Nothing. We know this because they've offered words such as those many times in the past without doing anything to support them. But if Master Ovin offers such a condemnation, it will cost him. You're putting a valueless chip on the Sabacc table and asking him to match it with a 1,000-credit chip.
Leia kept her smile fixed.
Look, a movement against slavery has 2 significant components. One practical, one idealistic. The practical is that slaves struggle against their bonds. The idealistic is the notion that they have a right to. But we can't abandon our other ideals to embrace just one. And the ideal you appear to be asking us to abandon is the idea that innocent sentient lives should not be taken. I watched billions of innocents die when my own world of Alderaan was destroyed. And maybe you think that makes me willing to sweep a much smaller loss like the Fireborn under the carpet in the interests of political expediency. But you're wrong.
Rennie snorted.
Perhaps you think that if you hand us a box of vacuum and call it a cake, we'll think it's a cake. Of course Padnell would consider condemning his brother's action and taking the loss of support that would result. At the point that you send in warships and help defend Clatooine against Hutt retaliation, and you suffer the loss of revenues that would result.